My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
Junks are presented by Crop Metcalf, the official heating and cooling company of the Junks. Time to head on out to the BetQL guest hotline. Say good morning to longtime friend of the show, Mike DeCourcy, longtime hoops writer for the Sporting News. Mike, good morning. Thanks for joining us.
Good morning, everyone. How are you?
We are doing well.
So, Mike, I just heard that you will not be going to Paris for the Olympics.
No, unfortunately. Of all the Olympics I would ever want to visit, that would be the one. I am one who says that if there's one place, like if you could only go travel extravagantly one time, that's the place. Paris, I'm a huge fan of Paris.
So is this a company decision or is this a personal decision?
No. It's just a question of economics. Being there doesn't generate enough income, so to speak. We can get as many people to read my writing about the women's soccer team, say, by me doing it from home as we can from being there. And right. It costs way more for me to be there than it does for me to be here.
Yeah. Well, you're going to be logging some crazy hours because they're 6 hours ahead. And obviously, if you want to watch stuff live, you got to watch stuff in the morning. There's obviously going to be, a lot of taped events that you got to watch. But, last night, Team USA played their final exhibition against Germany, beat them by 4. Just kind of reading up on the game. I guess LeBron had another good game, but the thing that's kind of alarming is the fact that they've been huge favorites in most of these games. Certainly against South Sudan, they were almost a 40-point favorite and win by 1. It's an old team. I know we're going to get into the Joel Embiid stuff because he hadn't looked great either, but how alarmed should USA fans be for this particular team heading into the pool play?
Well, I think it's fair to be concerned. I think alarm would be strong at this point because, remember, they don't have to win every game in Paris. They could still win gold without doing that.
Right.
You certainly have to win every game once you get into the knockout stage, but they could lose a pool game. Like they open against Serbia, and they beat Serbia badly in the – I think it was the second or third exhibition – it was a third, and they beat them badly. And I think there was a sense after they did that among the players that they were there, that they were good. And then Sudan and yesterday against Germany. The Sudan one I understood because I don't think they expected a lot from Sudan, South Sudan. It's a very new team. They've only been a country for a dozen years, I think, and they're very new to the game. Now the players are all guys like Shayok and Peter Jock. I mean, they're all very capable players, but as a team, they haven't been around very long, so I don't think they feared that, and it nearly got them. But the Germany thing was there was sort of a revenge game because Germany knocked them out of the FIBA World Cup last year and cost them a medal, and I thought that there would be more energy and togetherness in that game, and there really wasn't. Joel Embiid, yeah, we can talk about that, but The decision to demote Tyrese Halliburton, I keep looking. Is he hurt? Is he hurt? Like, what is going on? Because he's the only guy on the team that moves the ball. They just don't pass it.
Right.
They don't work hard enough on offense. They look for the easy open shot, like the first open shot, rather than, like, let's dunk on them every single time, which that's what the opposition is doing. They're either dunking or getting a wide open three because they run their action. U.S. doesn't do it.
The thing that kind of strikes me is, yeah, I mean, they've struggled in most of these games, with the exception of Serbia. But do you think that this team eventually will just say, okay, those were exhibition games. You know, we weren't great. Now we really got to turn it on because it's for real now? Is that possible?
It's certainly possible. Yeah, absolutely. They could, but why not at least, you know, show that you're going to be together and show that you're going to work hard on offense? And I don't know that I don't think their defensive togetherness has been great, but I'm not as concerned about that. But I'm concerned about the lack of cohesion on offense. They turn it over at a ridiculous level. I mean, you're talking about well into the teens, the high teens, in turnovers in a 40-minute game. I mean, that's dreadful. And again, a guy like Halliburton, who is a phenomenal passer and who made the biggest shots in the Australia game to win that game, and then all of a sudden, because he had a bad defensive game against Carlique Jones of South Sudan, and just about everybody who guarded Carlique Jones had a bad defensive game, all of a sudden, Derek White takes his spot, and Derek White has not added anything.
Huh.
They've subtracted that ball movement and the threat of the deep three in exchange for defense that isn't coming, because White hasn't been better.
Mike, I'm struggling to embrace this team, and it's kind of been this way for a while. I'm kind of also kind of struggling it's well documented on the show, with just sort of the NBA in general, the style of play. You lament the number of turnovers and just the reckless three-point shooting that the game has evolved into. I don't know. Do you find yourself kind of feeling the same way, or are you just sort of as patriotic and, you know, rah, rah, rah about this team as you would say, you know, back in the day, 20 years ago?
Yeah, how likable are they?
Oh, I like the players. I mean, Steph and LeBron and I like the group. Anthony Edwards fascinates me because of, you know, his audacity as a player. He really has amazing confidence and does some just stupefying things on the floor that just take your breath away. He's an amazing player. So I don't have any problem with that. And I honestly don't have a problem with necessarily with what the NBA has evolved into with the emphasis on the deep shot. Although I do think there is an element of, I think one of the things that I think just about everybody in sports is forgetting is that the whole idea behind Moneyball was not that these, you know, seven stats or whatever, are the ones that define baseball greatness. No, it's these seven stats, everybody's missing it. And I can take advantage of that. Well, like somewhere out there, there's a guy like Kareem or Hakeem or someone like that that could really tear up the low post, and nobody's chasing him. And to exploit the fact that nobody could guard it, especially if you stretch the floor, they don't do nearly enough with that. I don't think they exploit the inefficiencies that they've created in their own game, and some of that is the clubbishness that's in the NBA. One thing that I found in the NBA when I started being around it more, when I started to work at the Sporting News, there is that feeling about the NBA where everybody just wants to be in the league. And if you're in the league, you're having a great life. Mm-hmm. And, you know, being the best, I don't mean that necessarily among the players. I think that they work as hard as you can possibly work. But I do think that there's free thinking or forward thinking is not always embraced at the NBA level.
Mike, is there concern that there are seven players on this Team USA roster that are 30 plus or older? Not just from the Olympic, you know, perspective, but from the team perspective in the NBA. Are some of the team, you know, owners and general managers worried that these guys who are up there in years are overtaxing themselves over in Paris?
Well, I think it's possible that they're worried about it, but I don't really worry about that. You know what I mean? I remember years ago, Mark Cuban complained about that. I think it was even before he had Luka Doncic that he complained about the concept of players who are under contract to the Mavericks or whomever playing internationally. But I've always thought that that was kind of a specious argument, because if you've been around NBA players, and there are people who've been around them a lot more than me, but when I've been around NBA players, they are as hardworking athletes as you could possibly ask for. I remember one time I was in Vegas during the summer recruiting thing, and I happened to be in the gym at one of the high schools out there when Tim Gergerich was going to do a workout for some guys. And, I mean, these guys were, you know, I can't say exactly who was involved, but they were big-time guys. Because I don't want to misplace myself seeing this and saying it was that. But I remember, like, just being just flabbergasted at the level of work ethic that these guys would have on a Sunday, a summer afternoon in Vegas when they could be lounging by the pool. And I'm like, I was amazed at how hard they were willing to work to get better. So they're going to be working hard to get better, whether they're playing with USA across their chest or playing pickup in the UCLA gym. So I don't think there's anything really to that argument.
Mike, you mentioned Embiid, and you wrote about this, and you talked about how he only played in 40 games in the regular season because of the injury. And he hasn't looked good in these exhibition games. He's looked out of shape. He doesn't look healthy. Anthony Davis has looked better. Do you expect Anthony Davis? First of all, talk about Embiid in this play and how bad it's been. And then do you expect Davis to be the starter once pool play starts?
I think they're kind of at the point now where they're committed to this. And there is something to be said for it, because Anthony Davis does change the game every time he comes in. So there's that. I wanted yesterday for Kerr to play the final minutes more strategically relative to those two players, Anthony Davis, Joel Embiid. And maybe he will when the games start to count. But there was a time where, okay, you're up five, like get Joel out of there. I mean, Anthony Davis, even on Joel's best day, Anthony is like three times the defensive player he is. So you've got a lead. There's not much time left. Get your best defensive guy out there and protect it. And he did that eventually, but I thought it took too long to do that. So maybe it comes when they start to play games for real. But Embiid has not – he is probably the chief offender when I talk about not working hard enough on offense. He gets the basketball. He's isolated. He could take a dribble and maybe get to the rim and lay it in, or maybe get fouled, get an and one, and he just does a turnaround jumper with nobody underneath because they're stretching the floor to give him space. And so it's just a 45% shot when he could have a 90% shot. That's just not good basketball, and that's been a lot of what he's done in these prep games, is take the easy way out. Defensively, he's barely putting any effort in. They're having to play drop because he won't or can't go out and chase the bigs he's going against. And in the kind of basketball that's played in FIBA, you absolutely have to be able to be out there. Especially Germany yesterday, they had multiple bigs, including Mo Wagner, who can bust a three with anybody.
Yeah,
and he wasn't even trying. And so, yeah, I worry about that. Now, they have played five games without Kevin Durant. Right. And if he is healthy enough to play in Paris, they don't necessarily have to have a center on the floor. Or they could have Bam Adebayo, and you've got KD as a guy who can switch onto any player and do some rim protection and be the best offensive player on the floor. And so maybe that at that point, the pressure for Embiid to be significant drops, but I don't know what's going on with KD. They've been very circumspect about that.
So game one is Sunday at 11:15 against Serbia, who you mentioned they destroyed in the exhibition. But They got the Joker. All right, so they obviously got a couple good players. They're 15.5-point favorites. The U.S. is 15.5-point favorites in that game. Just kind of talk about what you expect for that game, and then what other country poses a threat in your mind for the gold?
Well, I think that, as we saw yesterday, Germany is the reigning World Cup champion. They're not as talented as the U.S., but they've got enough to be in the game. The real threats, I think, are France, because they can play Wembanyama, as a power forward, because they've got size adjacent to him as well. I think they're a threat. I don't think Spain is what they've been. Yeah, there's a funny story about Spain. Spain has a player named Lorenzo Brown in their rotation. He was one of the leading scorers in their qualification campaign. Lorenzo Brown grew up in Georgia, played at NC State, has played basketball, professional basketball, in 9 different countries. None of them are Spain,
right.
And yet he's a member of the Spanish national team. That is the best story, I think, about Olympic basketball that you can tell.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
Well, it's kind of like Embiid, who grew up in Cameroon and moved here when he was 16, right. But he's playing here.
He can play for 3 different countries if he wants to.
Yeah, it's kind of confusing.
But at least Joel grew up in basketball here, has been here for almost 15 years.
Yeah, yeah.
Lorenzo Brown's never lived in Spain.
Yeah, that is
and
strange.
He's a member of the Spanish national team.
Yeah, that's pretty wild.
All right, well, have fun watching the Olympics from your house.
Thanks, guys. I appreciate it.
All right, buddy.
That's Mike DeCourcy, longtime hoops writer for the Sporting News. He's probably been coming on the show for 25 plus years.
Yeah, he's great.
One of our first guests ever, Mike DeCourcy. Coming up next, we get into EB's entertainment page here on The Fan.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you can do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.